The EC has directed all nominated candidates for the 2016 presidential and parliamentary elections to submit their bankers' draft in respect of their filing fees by 12 noon today, Monday, October 10. 2 weeks ago, the Commission declined to take the filing fee of political parties due to the suit by the PPP on the 50,000 Ghana Cedi filing fee for presidential candidates and 10,000 Ghana Cedis for parliamentary candidates. A statement from the EC said presidential nominees are to submit their draft to the returning officer at the head office of the commission, while parliamentary nominees are to submit their draft to the returning officers at the district offices of the Electoral Commission in their constituencies. The statement said political parties may alternatively pay for their parliamentary nominees at the head office of the commission, but the banker's draft for such nominees must be accompanied by a list of the party's candidates on the party's letterhead and properly signed by authorized party executives. All nominees are reminded that this is an essential requirement for qualification to be accepted as a candidate for the 2016 election, as provided for by Regulation 81B of the Public Elections Regulations 2016 CI-94. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy Director of Communications, Yusuf Ayuba, said the EC will now be able to carry out its plans for a successful election.
The figure for the presidential candidate aspirant is 50,000 Ghana Cedi, and the figure for the parliamentary aspirant is 10,000 Ghana Cedi. And this was announced to them at IPAC meeting today.
And how was the response of the political parties to this announcement?
It was varied. Some of the smaller parties were not happy with the figure, but others who did not raise any concerns about the figure. So the commission said that it would look at the figures again, and if the commission thinks that it should come down, they will let the political parties know. And if the commission also thinks that the figure would remain the same, they will let the political parties know.
Well, that would be in consultation with the political parties.
No, this is not one of the issues where we consult political parties. On the issue of nomination forms, the electoral commission just informs the political parties when a decision is taken on how much the political party would pay for presidential and parliamentary.
What went into that decision? Because some would argue that 50,000 cedis is on a higher side.
If you're a political party and you have structures on the ground, the commission thinks that you should be able to raise this amount to file if you're a presidential candidate. And if you're also a parliamentary candidate, you'll be able to raise 10,000 cedis as your filing fee. Mind you, if you achieve a threshold of, I think, 12.5% of the total votes, your money will be refunded to you.
Well, so what is expected of the parties when nomination opens?
The nomination forms would be available hopefully from Tuesday. So the political parties, you know, can take and start filling it. But on the 29th and 30th, that is the day they have to submit the forms that they've already filled to the Electoral Commission.
You heard Deputy Director of Communications at the Electoral Commission, Yusuf Ayuba.